This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're not quite ready to intelligently lay down the next step, but it's not too far off. Let me tell you what it won't be. It won't be a $3 trillion left-wing wish list that passed the House that almost couldn't get all the Democrats to vote for that Senator Schumer's in favor of. That's not going to pass the Senate, not going to become law. We need to work smart here. Help the people who are desperately in need, try to save as many jobs as possible, and begin to open up the states, which are decisions by the governors that are going on all over America now.
So Mitch McConnell squashing the hopes and dreams of the Democratic Party from top to bottom, saying, yeah, that $3 trillion wish list you have, not so much. That's not really going to be the thing that's going to happen next. I don't know that that's going to come as a surprise to any of those Democrats who are currently serving in the House. So, Katie, we got the president is he's standing by waiting for our cue, right?
Correct. Yep. He's waiting for the Annie Fry show, which is so nice of him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's strange how he's just completely compliant to whatever Katie tells him to do. He's going to be speaking soon on church openings and calling church services essential. So we're very interested in what the president is going to have to say about that. So we are watching, standing by, and when he begins to speak, we're going to bring it to you. We've got a fun show today because it's Memorial Day weekend, and that means that this is the time when he normally would be spending remembering all of those individuals who have served and who are no longer with us. And so we're going to do that today. And you can acknowledge those people by going on our Facebook Live at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show and giving a shout out. And Ryan's going to read the Memorial Day shout outs for us today as we go in and out of the show. And Katie is going to, all the music today is in honor of our graduates. And whether your graduate is going off into college next year or going into trade school or is just looking for a job and is going to take a gap year, or your graduate is coming out of eighth grade or kindergarten, because there's no graduation like a kindergarten graduation. Mm-hmm. Comment and let us know who your graduate is and shout out, because I know, Katie, you had mentioned like how sad you were just for the graduating class of 2020.
Yes, I'm so sad for them, because you know what? They had to miss prom. They had to miss their ceremony. They couldn't even walk up on the stage and shake their principal's hand. So I'm feeling their pain, but hopefully we
it's
can
funny
give
them that
a
that's
shout
the
out
part
today.
That's the part that you remember of graduating, shaking the principal's hand.
Thank you
Is
so much.
Is that a
much.
Big moment? So how would you have handled, Katie, being a 2020 senior right now? Would you have like rolled with it and try to, I mean, they certainly are going to have a story that is one of a kind, mm-hmm. God willing. Mm-hmm. Would that have been something you would have embraced, or would it have just been like massive drama, the worst thing ever?
I think I would have been incredibly disappointed, to be honest. I think at first I would feel a little bit heartbroken, because I mean, I would feel robbed of the last, mm-hmm. my last semester.
You'd be right to.
In high school, yeah. But I know my parents would be there for me, which is like a very comforting feeling. I think my parents would still do something really awesome to make it special for me. But I mean, initially, I think I would just be devastated at not being able to graduate and walk across that stage with my peers.
Yeah. Ryan, I don't know how dedicated and passionate you were about graduation, but would you have been able to handle this situation and just been like, yeah, okay, whatever, moving on?
It's funny, at the moment, you don't realize how important it is just hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You always just think, well, there's so much more to come that I don't really care, but it's fun. We're just having fun. But to miss it, that seems like the biggest travesty of all. And I know a couple of seniors who have tried to figure out how to handle this whole pandemic, and they're coming up with like car circles where everybody sits in the back of their car and they just sort of have community by staying 6 feet apart. But that to me is what you miss more than just the ceremony itself.
Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, do you have a shout out for us? I'm not sure if either of you have shout outs yet. I think Ryan has one. And so just to reiterate, since it is the Friday before Memorial Day, and we're all going to go enjoy a 3-day weekend here, we're excited to be with you on this Friday. We want to acknowledge both of these individuals, these special people in our lives, the people who have served, who have given so much and are no longer with us. That's what Memorial Day is about. And so Ryan is going to acknowledge your shout outs for the Memorial Day recognition, and Katie's going to recognize the graduates. And I think I didn't even mention college graduates, so that was stupid of me, but they count too.
They count too.
So, Ryan, what do you got for us?
Yeah, this one's from Larry. He says, "Hi, gang. I was a 6-year Army vet, 1967 through 1973. I served on an ambush recon squad in Vietnam in 68 and 69. I lost some good friends. Would like to give a shout out to all the Vietnam veterans in our area."
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. Definitely. Katie, do you have...
I do. Vicky would like to give a shout out to her niece who is graduating in Oklahoma. They're having an outdoor ceremony today.
Good for them.
Yes.
That's cool. Exciting. I mean, just go into a big parking lot or a field and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at that point. Maybe that's, is that irresponsible of me to say that? It's one of those things that I say and then I'm like, ooh.
No, I don't think so at all.
Just
hey,
do
Andy's
it.
In a field. Let's go hang out.
And I grew up going to field parties. I'm a country girl. I know how that rolls. So so we'll continue to do that. So continue to comment them throughout the course of the show. Katie and Ryan will watch the comments on the Facebook Live and highlight them for us as we go. The rest of the show, I'm excited about. We're going to talk to Chris Steirwalt at 1 o'clock. So the election is still going on, right? And we're still facing, it's the end of May, so June, July, August, September, October, November. That's 6 months till November. But it's 5.5 months until the election, and we could potentially be looking at a President Joe Biden. We could potentially see a scenario where Donald Trump is not the president anymore. I don't know that I don't think that's going to happen yet. But, you know, all of the conversations we were having prior to coronavirus were, is if the economy is the way it is right now, then The anybody who's challenging Trump is going to be challenging the economy. And if they're challenging this economy, they're going to lose because the economy is great. Well, it just so happens that right before the election, the economy has completely tanked and it's being held back right now with a lot of politics and a lot of fear that I don't think is misplaced. I think it just potentially might be being mishandled. That's the only concern that I have regarding how we move into getting back and getting going. So we have this comment, and this is something that this is flip test time. Go and apply this. Pretend that Donald Trump said this and it's over. It's done. Joe Biden was on a radio talk show. I think it was this morning. Was it this morning or was it last night? And he was talking about being the right candidate for black people in this country. And he's pretty sure of himself.
Thank you so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
I can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
You know, thanks so much.
If you're having trouble figuring out if you're for Biden or Trump, you ain't black. I don't even it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what life you've walked. You don't get to tell anybody else how they think. You don't get to tell anybody else how they feel. It doesn't work that way. It has in the past for Democrats. It has in the past for a party that relies on demographics in order to make sure that they can retain people. It's amazing to me that Joe Biden can make that comment and potentially get away with it. I'm seeing a lot of people holding him accountable for it. I don't know if that's going to last. I don't know if that's something that is going to really come back to bite him. If it's, you know, like we had Hillary Clinton talking about, like she has her what everyday hot sauce in her purse or something like that when mm-hmm. she was on some black media, and a lot of people, rightfully so, rolled their eyes at that. But the reason they rolled their eyes at that is because that was pandering. This is outright like questioning your race and your ability to be of a specific race based on the terms that Joe Biden has set forth. That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and he happens to be black, and he is not, he's more politically engaged now than he has been before. And I was just kind of asking him, because he had shared this on his social media. And, you know, you get some of the comments on there from people who are like, you know, Joe Biden is not good enough to be offered up as the Democratic candidate. There are people who are saying it's obvious to me that Joe Biden is slipping and it's sad to see. And then there are other people who are saying, you know, basically implying that when you compare what Joe Biden said to the obvious racist that is in the Oval Office right now. And I'm like, wait a second. Donald Trump is not an obvious racist. That's not true. But it's been one of those things that's been driven into our minds so incredibly much that we don't even challenge that initial argument point about who Donald Trump is. And it's really, really mind-boggling. I have a theory on this. I'm going to talk about it more. Certainly, we're going to get Gabe Pfeiffer's opinion on this as well, because he's going to be on with us because it's Friday. So he's coming in at 1:25. He'll be on with us. Chris Steirwalt's going to be on at 1 o'clock, and he's going to talk to us about certainly this Joe Biden thing. Is this big enough to even make a blip when we're 5.5 months out of an election? And he'll talk to us about some of these polls that show that Biden's doing better than Trump on specific issues. I saw one that said that Biden is more trusted on the virus, Trump is more trusted on the economy. And if it's still it's the economy, stupid, does that mean that the American people are still wanting to put the economy back into the hands of Donald Trump, who already made it great again once? So Chris Steirwalt will join us at 1 o'clock as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of the important stuff that's going on right now. And it's Friday, and we are acknowledging people who deserve a little bit of acknowledgement here. Katie or Ryan, do you have anybody you want to shout out to right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike says, good afternoon. As a combat veteran who has personally lost friends, please honor those that gave it all for our country. I personally lost my good friend who was killed in Iraq in 2008, Army Sergeant Bradley J. Skelton.
Well, thank you so much for that, and we honor them as well. Katie, do you have anybody else you want to
Yeah, of course. Becky, she said her daughter, Mackenzie, is a senior at O'Fallon Township High School, and she is graduating.
All right. Well, congratulations to her as well. Quick break. When we come back, I think we have a Facebook Live issue. We're going to fix that on the break, and we'll be back with more of your shout-outs. A happy Friday. We're going into a Memorial Day weekend. All the music today for our local graduates. Congratulations on making it. It's over. Enjoy your summer. And now is the time to start listening to talk radio. Who knew? We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm kind of struck by how much I'm thinking about these graduation songs that I picked, and they're actually kind of appropriate for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. My grandpa, he fought in the army in World War II, and I'm going to tell a little bit more about this story later, but my grandpa was a veteran, and he fought in World War II in the army. He was a map maker in Edwardsville, Illinois. He would make maps of farms. He was a topographer, so he would plot out, you know, whose farmland was whose, and he learned how to make maps, so then when he went to serve in the Army, when he was drafted, he had a skill that would allow him to be placed in a different area than somebody who just enlisted and maybe was a little bit younger. And so he served in the Pacific Theater, and he was stationed in Australia in the same building as General MacArthur for a while, which I think is pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And that is where he met my grandma. My grandma is from Australia, and they met. She was maybe 18. They knew each other for 2 months. They got married. She got on a boat and came to, I think, the Pacific Coast, obviously. Took a train into Union Station in St. Louis. Moved in with her mother-in-law and lived with her mother-in-law for a year before he came back from the war. Wow. Thank God he came back from the war. I mean, like, obviously, because I wouldn't be here if he hadn't. But, you know, isn't that a crazy story? Like, how such a big, crazy thing that... And all these people who gave so much to... All these stories. Everybody has stories like this.
Amazing story.
Yeah. And it's just part of your history now. Otherwise, it would be... You know, hey, you can't, you've known him for 2 months. You know, mm-hmm. we would be saying that to our kids like crazy, but now it's just like, oh, well, that's of course what they did then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me, give me a shout out. We're doing shout outs today for people for Memorial Day, and also we're honoring our graduates today. So Ryan, who do you have?
Jackie says, in memory of service members, especially my buddies, Lavina Johnson killed in action, Iraq, 2005.
Wow, man. That's sad, and I think that a lot of times Memorial Day feels very World War II-y, you know, or Vietnam, potentially Korea. We've got people. I'm 36. I was 17 years old, a senior in high school when 9/11 hit, and a lot of my friends have signed up and served. I haven't lost anybody particular to me, but I know there are lots of those stories, especially around here. Katie, who do you have?
Mike wants to give a shout out to his daughter who graduated this year. They had a drive-through ceremony last week for her and her classmates.
Okay. Congratulations to her. So we're just trying to, I don't know, have a little brightness here as we move into this long Memorial Day weekend. Part of the brightness that I want to share with folks is the story of businesses reopening. And that's why I wanted to bring on Scott Wetzel, who is my friend at Cassin's, who I work with at Cassin's, helped me buy my Pacifica from Cassin's in Edwardsville, Glen Carbon. And Scott, thank you so much for squeezing us in here. I know you guys are really busy, which is great news, but it's good to have you on the show with us.
Oh, well, thanks for having us, having me, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm looking at some pictures here that you sent me. You have been able to reopen, so you were open in some capacity as of May 4th, but things are starting to ramp up here, and especially once we get to June. It's been a tough time for business owners over the entire country, but Illinois has been shut down in a little bit stronger capacity. What can you tell us about the steps you've taken to open up and where you are right now?
Well, first of all, we're just so excited to be open because, you know, it's a long time to be away. And here at the dealership, we've all the sales offices have glass partitions, and the service department has areas where you can only stand 6 feet from it, you know, just like everywhere else. But it's going very well, and sales have been extremely busy, and services too. We've, you know, originally had half staff, and now we're bringing people back and expect to be full staff in sales and service June 1, hopefully.
That's fantastic. So
yeah,
it sounds like maybe there was some pent up tension, people needing to buy vehicles who have been waiting to purchase them at Cassin's. You guys have been a staple for this Metro East area. Your Dodge Chrysler Jeep dealer has been where many people have gone to buy multiple vehicles. They buy one, they wear it out after 6-7 years, and then they come back again. That's how people shop at Cassin's. Is there anything going on right now at Cassin's that is any sales, any great opportunities right now for buyers who are maybe wanting to get out of the house themselves and consider a new vehicle?
Well, thanks for recognizing that, because we really do have a very good following. It seems as though once people buy a vehicle from here and or get it serviced here, that it's a comfort level that they don't find at some other places. And So, yeah, thanks for recognizing that. But, yeah. I mean, the manufacturers have some extremely good deals going on. There's long terms, no payments for 90 days, rebates like I haven't seen in a long, long time, and a long term like 84 months and 0% mm-hmm. on even some vehicles. So, there was quite a bit of pent up demand. So it's been good since we've been open.
So we're speaking with Scott with Cassens, a great friend of this show and a sponsor of this show. If somebody is interested in buying a vehicle, I think we're all kind of peeking around the corner to see what things that we have done, 100 times before. What's that look like now? If I'm interested, I bought my Pacifica and I love it. And I'm telling you what right now, Scott, that Pacifica has saved my husband and my marriage during this, because we now go out on dates by putting headphones on the kids and letting them watch a movie, and they are quiet in the back, and my husband and I get to sit in silence or have, adult conversation. We have spent hours in our Pacifica just driving around the area, not even like going anywhere, and it has been such an amazing experience. So we bought our Pacifica from Cassens. That's not that we've bought other vehicles from Cassens as well. So if somebody's interested in coming to purchase, it's probably a little bit different than it would have been before COVID-19. What's it look like for somebody who would like to check out a vehicle?
Yeah, so we are doing not a lot of, but there are some people that just don't want to come into the dealership, and so we've been taking some vehicles to folks that don't want to come and be exposed to stuff just yet, and going to people's houses and appraising their cars on the same line. So a lot of the deal that when people used to spend a lot of time here, we're able to do a lot of it from phone and kind of get the deal lined up before they even come in the door, which people, everybody's concerned with their time and what they've got to do, other things, and spending a lot of time at dealerships. And that's another thing that, we tend to do well, is get people in and out quickly. And I think that's even more so right now. So,
well, I'll definitely say that before there was some pandemic that people had to wrestle with, something that Cassens has been known for is the accommodating way with which you work with people. It's very family oriented. You guys are very successful in what you do. You've got everything, planned out, and you're considering everybody. That includes your employees. I know that you guys have put in a lot of measures at Cassens to make sure your employees are safe, but everybody wants to get back to work. So if people are interested in checking out a vehicle, go to CassensCan.com. That's the website where you can check out what they have. And is there a phone number that you would like to give people if they want to ring the shop and talk to somebody today, this weekend?
Absolutely. So 618-656-6070.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure we send people that way. We'll put this up on our website as well, because I want to make sure that you've had everybody at Cassens, Larry and the rest of the folks who are there who have had to make some really tough decisions, just like everyone else, to make sure that public safety and health and the people that are working there, that's all considered. You're back at work. It's something to celebrate, and we wanted to give you an opportunity here to tell people and encourage people to come in. And when people support Cassens, they support my show. So it's a great partnership. And Scott, thank you so much for the time today. Now you can get back to selling some more cars.
Absolutely, and I appreciate everything you all do over there, and happy Memorial Day to everybody.
You too. Thank you, Scott. Good to talk to you. CassensCan.com is the website. Ryan, when's the last time you bought a car?
Oh, good question.
You probably buy cars at, like...
No, go ahead.
No, I don't know.
I'll let you finish.
I guess. I'm trying to see here. Where do you buy cars, Ryan?
I buy cars at the junkyard. No. Because that's where you were going. I had to finish your sentence because I know that's where you were headed, because you know that I'm a bargain shopper. Man, I buy...
Got a 25% off. Only has 3 wheels, but look at me go.
It's perfect.
3 wheels? You could still drive on that.
Yeah, just can't turn one direction.
Yeah. No, it's funny because we haven't had to buy a car. We kind of inherited a car a couple years ago, and so we had 3. I kept my other one to drive Uber, as you
mm-hmm.
recall.
Mm-hmm.
And that car got completely smashed, and so we just decided, well, I guess we don't need 3 cars. I'm just not going to drive Uber anymore. So it's been kind of a weird few years with
us.
Did
you miss the Uber income?
I thought we would.
But it's a give and take. It's a lot of your time, too.
It is. And I've noticed how much more I'm enjoying just relaxing at home.
Not Ubering?
Well, it's odd. It's almost like a mindset. You constantly are thinking, if I'm not doing anything productive right now, I could be making money. Mm-hmm. And so it was almost more relaxing to know that I couldn't go drive Uber than it was to not drive Uber.
You should get one. What, isn't that a rickshaw bike?
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Do you?
I crashed that too in the ice. The ice storm of old 2019, if you remember that. Oh, that's when I lost the Fiesta.
R.I.P. to the Fiesta.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And lost the rickshaw, lost my gondola.
I know that you have used Uber a lot. That's where the old medium drunk conversation initially originated from. You've never driven Uber, have you?
I have never driven Uber, nor do I want to, because honestly, you have to have a lot of patience. And I am a patient person by nature.
You don't have a lot of patience for stupid.
What other
good
qualities do you have?
Well, let me.
She's got great glasses.
I do.
Yeah, you guys both.
But I don't know if I could drive people around for 15, 20, 30 minutes with them speaking loudly, being obnoxious, and probably trying to throw up in the car.
Just give them a list of laminated rules when they get in the car.
That's true. Everyone sit down, shut up.
Just like being a mom.
Yep.
Here, children, sign here, here, and here. What? You don't have a crayon? Here's one. Reach under. You can have a sandwich. There's one under your seat from last week. It's really the way parenting goes.
Right.
You assumed also that everybody's always drunk.
And I know there's
they're
normal,
not.
I know that you're taking them to the airport.
Katie
and stuff.
Just knows what her Uber experiences are.
That's true. That's true.
Anybody gets in her car 7 a.m. on a Wednesday. Hey, you been partying?
And don't you can still be drunk at 7 a.m. on
actually,
a Wednesday.
Actually, that's true. And I got some stories.
You're gonna want to pick a middle of the day time.
And don't you always have to be cleaning your car? Don't you constantly have to be cleaning it nonstop
kinda,
when you're an Uber driver?
Yeah, you kind of do. You can't get around that. People just leave stuff in there, too. Actually, that's kind of fun because you never know what they're going to leave.
But do you it's keep usually it? Not Do you dirty. Have a responsibility as an Uber driver if somebody leaves something behind to return it?
Yeah, you try to. The hardest part is when you've driven like multiple people in one night and you don't know who it belonged to because somebody dropped it and kicked
it
out of the seat.
Do you just keep it and then wait for someone to say, hey, do you have this?
Yeah, that's the easiest way. Like there's a whole processes through the app. If you leave the most common one would be glasses. Somebody would drop their glasses out of their pocket or out of their laptop bag and then they'd get kicked under the seat and I wouldn't find them for a long time and they would have to say, "Oh, I think I dropped my glasses."
Do you have a responsibility though?
You don't have to. No, but yikes. usually there's a pretty good tip involved and there's money built into you returning items so they incentivize it.
Yeah, that's a good all incentive. Right.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, you got another shout out here before we head into break. We'll get a veteran shout out, a Memorial Day shout out from Ryan, and Katie's got a graduation one. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, this is from Dustin. He says, I served in the U.S. Navy 97 through 2006. My paternal grandfather served in World War II in the Army Air Force as a bomber mechanic. He passed in 1981, and my dad served in South Dakota National Guard 68 through 74. He passed in 2014. So Dustin is remembering both of them this Memorial Day.
Pam wants to give a shout out to her grandson Maddox, awesome name by the way. He's graduating from LaSalle Springs Middle School and going to Eureka High School.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to Maddox and thank you for your service. Everybody who served every day is a day to thank you for your service. And today we recognize those people who are no longer with us, who sacrificed everything, who served and are no longer with us. We remember you, and we are very grateful for you. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's an important and special weekend. You guys, do you guys have friends who are graduating, have family members who are graduating? Anybody personal to you that has got a kindergarten, eighth grade, high school, college, graduation?
I don't have anyone that's close to me that's graduating right now, which is unfortunate because I'd love to celebrate with them.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have, as you went through that list, I was like, no. Wait, I got two kindergartners, so they're going to miss out, I guess, if they were going to have a graduation. I guess they do. Yeah, they do.
So it's the cutest little thing, the little white robes and the little white hat. We went to one school that did kindergarten graduation with my son, and I cherish those pictures. And then we left that school and made the decision to go to a different school after that. And my daughter didn't get to do kindergarten graduation, so that kind of hurt my heart a little bit. But my four-year-old, I guess she's 2 years away from kindergarten. And I'm like, one way or another, I don't care what has to happen. She will have her own ceremony. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that mom usually, but I missed that so much with my first daughter that I definitely want to make it happen. So we are acknowledging our graduates this weekend. I'm seeing a lot of pictures, and it's an emotional time, especially for, I think it's more emotional for parents. I don't know. I definitely. You know, it's like you're throwing the door open for endless possibilities. So it's super exciting for a kid. You're going to probably miss your friends. But in the world of social media, you know, even for me, Katie, did you have Facebook in high school?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, Facebook didn't exist until I was a sophomore in college. Wow. Mark Zuckerberg and I are almost exactly the same age. So he was a sophomore in college when he created Facebook. But it wasn't something that everybody was on, you know, for a while. So when you left, you got people's cell phone numbers. And you knew where they were going to school, and that was kind of it. You could make an attempt to try to connect with other people. You could be on Instant Messenger. That was certainly something that was big. I graduated high school in 2002, but you could lose contact pretty easily, especially if you wanted to. Social media now doesn't exactly allow you to do that as much. So do you have, real quick, before we get to the president speaking here, let's get to Katie, a graduation shout-out, and Ryan, a Memorial Day shout-out.
Sure. Jill wants to shout-out her daughter, Julie. She is a 2020 grad at Francis Howell North, and she also wants to say to the show, thank you guys so much for recognizing these graduates. They deserve it.
Awesome.
Cool. This is from Vicky. She says, my late father-in-law was one of four brothers that served at the same time in different branches in World War II. Both my grandfathers served in Korea as well. My nephew graduated 2 months ago from Navy boot camp, so proud of them all.
What a wonderful family. So, yeah, we are recognizing our service members today. And I just to clarify for everybody, we understand that Memorial Day is to recognize those who have passed serving our country, but every day is a good day to recognize service members, people who are giving of themselves to service in country. So join us in making this tent bigger and celebrate those people who give to us. Because it's Friday, it's not even Memorial Day, so I'm making my own rules today. Donald Trump is speaking, so let's see what he has to say. He was going to speak on churches being essential, and I'd love to hear what he has to say. Katie, you want to pat him up there?
Past what now seems like a long period of time. Today, I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Wow, man, Donald Trump, he's a man. I don't care what y'all say about it. I love that because you know what he's doing? First of all, he's standing up for our First Amendment rights, and he's investing in the freedom that American citizens have enjoyed to choose for themselves. Listen, there's a risk. If you decide to go back to church, it's risky. It was risky before because you go, you shake hands with people. You know, there's a common cup that passes at my church when you take communion. Will they still do the common cup? I don't know. Like, you can make the there are people who are like, you're not going to get coronavirus and die from communion, are you? Well, just like I said yesterday on the show, I read that CNN article that said, Bishop who said that God is bigger than COVID-19 dies. CNN's going to take the opportunity to spike the football on some ignorant bishop who thought to say that somehow or another his God was bigger than COVID-19, and then he dies, and CNN thinks they won that argument. Boy, are they lost in what that bishop was saying. Let me tell you that if you are a Christian, you know suffering. If you are calling yourself a Christian and you don't understand suffering and how it fits into the narrative of the whole purpose of needing Christ, sit down with your Bible and read it some more. And if you are somebody who's not a Christian and you think that it's silly that a bishop would say something like that, respect that that's somebody's religion and their faith. And kind of move along, you know, like if a mosque wants to open, if a temple wants to open, I'm not going to go in and swim around in their, you know, their liturgy or their faith tenets and start wagging my finger at them when it's not even what I would believe for myself. That's their right to believe it. And we do, oh my gosh, do we ever have a right in this country to make mistakes. But we have to be the one who are in charge of that. It's our liberty. And I'm not sitting in the state of Illinois waiting for Governor Pritzker to tell me and keep me safe and secure so that I know when it's safe to go outside because he told me. That is not the way this works. Brian, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, well, I like that press conference a lot. I just wish that he would have said something like, you know, governors, you're not fighting me here. You're fighting the First Amendment. Because there are a lot of lawsuits cropping up right now. It would have been a great reminder that he is standing on the side of the First Amendment at the federal level. I would have liked to have seen that. But it was a good press conference.
And it was short and sweet. Yeah. I mean, what I like about it is that he said exactly what he needed to say, and then he moved off. He didn't allow other things. I got to look over my shoulder to make sure he's not still.
Yeah.
No, Dr. Birx is talking. That he didn't allow other things to cloud that. I think that's the way he should handle things. He makes the statement, and then he can allow Kayleigh McEnany to come out and explain those things and fortify what he said. He can allow the constitutional lawyers who are going to be going, you know, I dare you to go look at what CNN and MSNBC are going to be saying about this, about how the president is putting, basically they paint Christians, church-going people, worshiping people. If you're not Christian, wherever you worship, they paint you like you're just waiting to do the next thing that Donald Trump tells you to do. What Donald Trump understands about this country and these voters is that we don't love him because we love everything he tells us what to do. We love him because he knows this is our country. And the people who did fight and die for our ability to be a free nation, to worship where we want to worship, worship how we want to worship, those people gave their lives to protect that right of ours. And that right includes people going to, like I said, a church, to a temple, to a synagogue. They didn't necessarily die to restore and fortify Christianity. It's faith. It's the First Amendment. It's your right to free speech. It's your right to assemble. Donald Trump gets that the greatness of this country, what he wanted to make great again, was us, was the American people. And it wasn't a bunch of minions just sitting and waiting for him to tell us what we can do next. Because Lord have mercy, if he'd tell us to do the other thing, then they'd say he's being our overlord. And I know what that's like. And Ryan knows what that's like because we have one in the state of Illinois. Stick around. We got a lot more coming at you here. Chris Starwalt's going to join us when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about the election that's coming up. And Gabe Pfeiffer in studio with us for the rest of the show. You're listening to The Andy Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.